This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will travel to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia today to attend the first India Gulf Cooperation Council GCC Foreign Ministers meeting. During the two-day visit, he is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from GCC member countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Berlin, Germany for a two-day visit from Tuesday. This will be his third bilateral visit to Berlin. Both India and Germany share a robust strategic partnership, and Germany is one of India's prominent trading partners and among the largest foreign direct investors. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet German Federal Foreign Minister as well as the leadership and other ministers from the German government with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. Dr. Jaishankar will thereafter travel to Geneva, Switzerland for an official visit from 12th of this month. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet with heads and representatives of international organizations with whom India is actively engaged. He will also meet Swiss Foreign Minister to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship further. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will embark on an official visit to India beginning today. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The visit aims to further strengthen the already robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, and prominent economic partners from the UAE. During his stay, the Crown Prince is scheduled to engage in discussions with senior officials in India. These talks will explore opportunities to enhance cooperation across key economic sectors, building upon the significant milestones already achieved for the mutual benefit of both countries and their people. In addition to high-level meetings, Sheikh Khalid will participate in several activities that showcase the strong economic and cultural bonds shared by the UAE and India. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticized the opposition parties for trying to bring back the old system in Jammu and Kashmir and start talks with Pakistan. Addressing party workers in Jammu yesterday, he asserted that till there is no peace, there will be no talks with Pakistan. Mr. Shah said the NDA government will not allow the revival of terrorism, autonomy and injustice to any community, including Gujjars, Pahari, Bakarwals and Dalits, who have been granted reservation by the BJP dispensation. He said, the coming assembly election in J&K is historic as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the Indian constitution following the abrogation of Article 370 by the Modi government. The West Bengal Medical Council, WBMC, has served a show cause notice to arrested former principal of the RG Kar Medical College and Hospital to reply satisfactorily within 72 hours or else his registration would be cancelled. He has been given the notice in relation to his involvement in financial irregularities and corruption in the management of the medical college. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, India extended their dominance by securing two more medals before the conclusion of Day 10. Navdeep Singh claimed gold in the men's javelin throw F41 event after the Iranian athlete, who had initially finished first, was disqualified for unsporting or improper conduct. Meanwhile, sprinter Simran Sharma won a bronze medal in the women's 200-meter T12 track event. India have climbed to the 16th spot in the medal tally with a total of 29 medals, including 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze. With one last event lined up for India at the Paris Paralympic Games, Pooja Ojha is set to compete in the semifinals of the women's kayak single 200-meter KL1 event in Cano today. At the US Open, second seed Arina Sabalenka of Belarus outclassed home favorite Jessica Pegula in straight sets to claim her maiden US Open title. With this win, Sabalenka clinched her third Grand Slam title following her back-to-back triumphs at Australian Open. The Belarusians secured the win in a high-stakes 1-hour-and-53-minute clash, defeating Pegula 7-5-7-5 last night at the Arthur Ashe Stadium. Earlier, Australia's Max Purcell and Jordan Thompson won the 2024 US Open men's doubles titles, defeating Germany's Kevin Kravitz and Tim Puitz in straight sets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.